Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today we are going to talk about five things that you can do to keep your joy or to get it back if you've lost it. But first, I do want to say welcome if you are new here. I am blessed to have you. And if you are not new here, welcome back. I am also grateful that you are here as well. These tips actually come from a sermon that my pastor did a little over a month ago, but they were so good that I just wanted to share them. And I did want to start out by saying that I used to be someone that struggled to find joy in the everyday. I tend to kind of, by nature, just be someone that is kind of a glass half empty kind of girl. It was always easier for me to immediately go to complaining or to be easily irritated or to want to argue about things. It was just easier for me to go to those things than to just let things slide or to be able to walk through everyday life and just choose joy or to live in gratitude. And so thankfully, those things about me have changed for the most part. More often than not, I can usually choose joy now and tend to live in that place. And I will say one of the main things that changed to get me where I consistently can choose that joy is what I take in and what I allow in my life. So things like what I listen to, like radio or podcasts or whatever it happens to be, what I watch on TV or what I take in off social media, the kinds of books that I read, all of these things that I allow into my life can have such a huge impact on my attitude and my emotions. I didn't realize how big the things that you input into your mind, what a big thing those can be as far as controlling the way you think about things or the way you look at things or your outlook on life, but they can have a huge impact that way. So many of these tips echo the fact that what you allow into your life and what you focus on can just have an enormous effect on whether or not you live a life that's filled with joy. So the first tip that I'm going to share is meditate on scripture. And this is probably the biggest thing that has changed my life over the years. And as I look back, I can definitely tell times when I am in the Word and I can tell times when I'm not. And I can see how that corresponds to what's going on in my life and how I'm feeling about it. Currently, that's the first thing I do in the morning. I get up in the morning, get my husband off to work, and I get into my Bible. And then I do prayers and journaling. And it makes all the difference in my day when I can start off spending that time with the Lord. And I also have, in the last few years, as I've been studying more, really learned how to zero in on what the Lord has for me that day and what He's saying to me that day. And taking those verses that just kind of jump out, you know, the verses that you have to read a couple times because they just seem to be speaking to you, and writing those down before I start prayer journaling in my journal, and just really kind of meditating on that word and what the Lord wants me to get out of that word for the day. And so that is the first tip, to meditate on that scripture. And just that in itself can totally change your whole outlook on everything if you take those verses and start to really think about them and really think about what the author meant and really start to actually apply those to your life. It can change everything. The second one is to pray constantly. And this is another thing that I was doing, and again, can tell when I don't, but more often than not, this is part of my life at this point. It started out with somebody that I used to follow her blog. And in the fall, she always used to do a making your home a haven challenge. And so one of the parts of that challenge was to buy a candle and light it somewhere that you see every day in your home. And every time that you walk by that candle and see the flicker of the light, you would say a prayer for peace over your family and peace over your home. And that was life-changing. My children were little at that point, and I even had them to the point where I told them this is what we're doing, and it changed the atmosphere in my home. And obviously, if you have a peaceful atmosphere and, you know, everybody's striving towards that peaceful way of being, it just brings joy in and of itself when you're not living in a chaotic environment. And so that is what kind of got me started to the praying continuously is, I would see that all the time, and it would remind me to pray for peace. And so it also would spark me, you know, spark my memory, like, oh, this is happening, I should pray for that. Or being in the moment with my girls in homeschool and starting to get frustrated, and it would remind me to pray for peace, which also would, you know, kind of make me remember to pray for my girls and that the Lord would help them where they were struggling or wherever the disconnect was between us. And so that became a big part of my life. And it also helps to bring that joy, because in the moment you can say that prayer and release whatever is happening and move on. You don't have to carry that with you. We are not meant to carry those burdens. And so if you can just say a prayer and let it go and give it to the Lord, then obviously that changes things. And on the flip side of that, there's been so many times that something has happened. For instance, one day I was driving to work and I was just a couple seconds short of being in an accident. And so immediately giving that gratitude to the Lord and realizing that that could have been me, you know, maybe I had to run back in and get something from the kitchen or whatever. And if I wouldn't have, then that could have been me. So just those little thank you, Lord, for protecting me. And that constant communication back and forth, it just changes the way that your day plays out. The third tip is to look for God everywhere. And this is another one that I do. I live in Michigan, so we definitely have pretty severe seasons. But on the days that it's not too cold, or, you know, throughout the summer or whatever, I love to just take my morning cup of coffee and go sit out on our back deck and just look out over things and look out over the green fields and, you know, the trees. And it's just amazing, if you study any kind of science, how all that stuff works together and absolutely points to a creator. So just noticing those little things, for me, it's those little things in nature. But to just look for God's touch everywhere. I also love sunsets and sunrises, and my girls are the same. They're always taking pictures and sending them to me. But if you really just sit and look at the world around you, you tend to just be in awe of all of the things that the Lord has given us, the beautiful things we can look at, listening to your kids play in the yard and their, you know, giggles and laughs, and everything is so innocent at that time. And just focusing on how he touches everything and how he is in everything. The fourth tip that I want to share is to make a choice to let things go and to put them in the Lord's hands. And this is another thing that I learned years ago, and it's not always easy, but it changes things. I had mentioned before that right before my husband passed away, I was reading a book, and I had made a decision to tell the Lord that anything he wanted was his. I would do whatever he wanted me to do. And that is when my trust really stepped up to another level. And then when the unthinkable did happen and I lost my husband, it put my trust to the test, really, my faith to the test. And he never left me. And I could feel him there, and I could feel him working around me. And so when you truly let things go and let the Lord take over, it's like you can almost physically feel that lifting off your shoulders. And when you're not carrying those burdens, it frees you up to have joy, and it frees you up to look on things with gratitude and to be thankful for things. And the biggest one, obviously, that stands out for me was losing my husband And I trusted the Lord in that completely. And then living in the peace that he brought me that you can't understand and you can't explain, but living in that peace let me be able to look back and say, thank you for my children that he gave me. Thank you for the 17, almost 17 years that we spent together. You know, thank you for letting him be a part of my life. Thank you that he was a Christian, so I know that he is in the arms of Jesus. There's just so many things to be thankful for. And when you trust that the Lord has your best interest in heart and you trust that he's taking your prayers and answering them according to his will, it just takes all of that worry and anxiety and anything that you might have away and lets you be able to choose joy. And the last thing that, the last tip to be able to keep your joy is to worship. And that is one thing that I don't necessarily go to first off, but I have added that in the morning when I'm praying and journaling, and I just kind of have worship music on low. And a lot of times I will find myself just stopping everything that I'm doing and just listening to those words and letting those words wash over me and giving that praise to the Lord. And a lot of times it'll just bring me to tears because I'm just so overwhelmed at everything that he has given and his blessings, and even in the trials, how he shows up and loves on us well. And so those are the five tips. I will run through them again real quickly. The first one is to meditate on scripture. The second one is to pray constantly. The third one is to look for God everywhere. The fourth is to make a choice to let it go and to put it in God's hands. And the fifth one is to worship. So I hope these are a blessing to you today. I hope that they are something that you can take and apply to your life if you're struggling to live in joy or to find joy that you once had. And if you do find yourself being joyful, I hope that these also bless you and that, you know, just reinforce that what you're doing is good and to continue along that path. I hope you guys have a great day and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.